Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Skeleton Inside. Inside all of us, beneath our skin and muscle, there is your skeleton. It supports you, it helps you move, and it prevents you collapsing. It even helps you to breathe. But we're rarely aware of it, except when it breaks. So, I'd like to make you more aware of your skeleton. Make you deeply aware of the bones all inside your body. And not just inside yours. Everywhere around you, when you look at people, you'll be aware of the skeletons inside their body too. The skulls and bones, from the fingertips to the chest, from the top of your head all the way down to the tiny bones inside your toes. You're going to become aware of every single one of them, and all of them together. And don't worry, while skeletons may be supportive and a little bit creepy, they're not scary. They're just there, inside each and every one of us. So I'd like you to close your eyes. I'd like you to listen deeply as your eyes are closed. Now, it's not often that you think about your own skeleton. It is not often that you try to internalize your thoughts to such a degree that you become aware of the things underneath your skin. You never feel your skeleton explicitly, and yet it is there everywhere, especially the parts you feel with. So while you listen, I want you to be aware of every tiny little movement that your body makes. Maybe you're adjusting yourself, maybe just your breathing. Every tiny little movement shifts your skeleton as well. And the more you move, the more you become aware that every movement is supported by your skeleton. That movement would not even be possible without the bones supporting your muscles. So imagine for a moment that rather than how you are now, imagine yourself sitting there as a skeleton, the bone sitting in exactly the same place where you are, just not covered. And while you imagine that, let the rest of your body go. Your mind no longer needs attention. Your muscles can relax. Your breathing can slow down because skeletons don't need to breathe. So all you do is just listen and exist. And the more you listen, the easier it is to relax. When you relax, you'll find that you're supported by your skeleton. It'll make sure that you don't become a pile of goo. So when you're listening, following my words, It's okay to draw everything else but your skeleton. It's okay to let the muscles go and just listen, to forget to think, and just focus only on the bones inside your body. The breathing slowing down, your mind fading away. And when I count down, it feels as if the layers of your mind are removed until only the bare bones of your subconscious remains. 10, going deeper and deeper. 9, just relaxing further and further. 8, you no longer need your muscles as you draw. 7, only supported by your skeleton. 6, unaware of anything but your skeleton. 5, dropping deeper and deeper and enjoying the feeling of letting go. 4, no need to think anymore. 3, just completely drop. 2, a completely limp and relaxed skeleton. 1. Just letting yourself go and dropping. Just sitting, laying, floating, drifting. No need to think anymore. No need to judge yourself, just completely blank. A skeleton has no thoughts, it has no minds to think with. The only thing that hides deep within the skull is a subconscious, just enough to listen and relax deeper. And that's exactly what you're going to do. Relax deeper. And the beauty is that when you're all the way down and relaxed, when the only thing left in your body with any strength are your bones, you feel so relaxed, so good, so deep. It feels so easy to go deep. It feels so easy to just let all the attention of the rest of your body fade away, focused completely by a deep and intense focus on the bones in your body, following the skeleton all the way from the tiniest bone in your fingertips, spreading through your fingers, through your hand, through your arms, going through your shoulders, all the ribs, down your back, down and down, then your hips, your legs, your knees, your lower legs, and then your toes, many bones again, just like your hands, and finally up your spine, just a few more vertebrae, and then your neck, relaxing deeper and deeper, further and further. All that is left is a skeleton. And when I arrive finally at your skull, I can say just a single word and you drop completely. And you're now keenly aware of your own skeleton inside. It is always there. You always carry it with you. never go away. And it will always support you. And today you're not just aware of your own skeleton, of your own bones, but you can see them underneath the skins of others. You can see movements, muscles, all attached to the skeleton. And while this may make your day somewhat strange, I'm not revealing anything new. Your skeleton has always been there, just as it has been in everyone else. You're just never really aware of it. You never really think about it. But now you will. Today you will keep thinking about it, seeing your hands or seeing your reflection, reminded of the bones that give you shape, that give you stability. Now, of course, and for my enjoyment, comes the moment where I wake you again. I'm just going to count up, and you'll awaken, extremely aware of the skeleton inside. One, two, slowly wake. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, getting closer. 7, 8, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake, and enjoy.